Thank you for joining us on this podcast from Hilltop United Methodist Church. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. The locals would say we are just a little bit east of the intersection of 7th and 106th on 106th. God's blessings to you. We hope to see you on Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Peace be with you.
Retired Anglican Bishop N.T. Wright, sometimes called Tom Wright, in his commentary on the Book of Romans, book to the churches, the house churches in Rome, on this particular passage says that it's critical for us to understand that what is going on with Paul in this is that he is reminding the churches in Rome that they are part of a larger enterprise. And this enterprise goes back in time for a long time. God hunts people down to be in relationship with them. God finds them. God calls upon them and invites them to be children of God. They've done often nothing to merit this grace, nothing to merit God's mercy. And when we decide, as is likely going on in the house churches in Rome, that some people have it really right and others don't have it quite as right, and maybe even some are wrong, we're missing part of God's purpose, part of God's invitation, part of God's message for each of us. Tom Wright suggests that it's important for us to understand that that invitation to be part of a larger enterprise was true 4,000 years ago. It was true 2,000 years ago. And it's true now. It's true now. God has been in action in the world. God is in action in the world. And God will continue to be in action in the world. What I want to focus on from that passage, whenever I'm preparing these sermons from Romans with Marilyn, she sits there and listens to these passages and she says, there's about 8 sermons in there. And generally there are. What I want to focus on today is this idea about, it picks up at verse 12, for there's no distinction between Jew and Greek, the same Lord is Lord of all and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one in whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. We don't know the whole history of the book of Romans. There is some conjecture that this Romans 9 through 11 section is a sermon that Paul has delivered, and he's dropped it into this overall book. And if it is this sermon, he's reminding us that he could have been preaching the sermon out of the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus has this transitional opportunity that exists out there in Exodus 2, and it moves to Exodus 3. The children of Israel are slaves. And ominous words are spoken. After a long time, the king of Egypt died. Dun, 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 dun. The Israelites groaned under their slavery and cried out. Out of their slavery, their cry for help rose up to God. God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We read words very similar to that in our call to worship today. God looked down upon the Israelites and God took notice of them. In Hebrew, it's almost like God immediately took notice of them. And then the next event that happens, we get introduced to Moses. Moses just minding his own business, taking care of his father-in-law's sheep, just out there, wasn't entertaining the least thought of having any kind of task on behalf of Yahweh, and God calls him out. I had an action happen 4 or 5 weeks ago where I kept complaining about something at the Rocky Mountain Conference and kept complaining about lack of transparency and kept complaining about something not going on to meet my personal satisfaction. And I got a call last week inviting me to become the lead of the element that would... You get the drift. Okay? I'm like that Israelite calling upon God, fix this darn thing. And God says, okay, we can fix it. And Dennis, you are going to be one of the agents that's going to help fix this. You ever have that kind of thing happen to you? God operates this way. God operates this way. Sometimes we lift up our voice to God and we say, there's something wrong here. We need to address this. We want to call upon you, God, to fix this. And God says, okay. Whoosh, comes right back. Norma, I've elected you to fix it. It's the way it works. God does that to us, and it's the way that God sometimes works. And when we pick up that mantle, when we say, yeah, we'll do that on your behalf in the world, what does Paul tell us that our words are? Our words are beautiful. We are beautiful because we have been sent out to carry God's word into the world. I love that St. Francis comment. Preach the gospel every time you get a chance to, when absolutely necessary. Use words. We do that here at Hilltop with like things like Family Promise and Crossroads and things like that that we do. And we provided the building for the Alcoholics Anonymous group that comes in here. It's the action of being in action in the world, making the world just a little bit better for us having passed through it. Part of a larger enterprise. And like I said, Paul is trying to communicate there to the house churches in Rome that don't look down upon those that aren't in favor at this particular moment, because they have a substantial history and they have brought a lot of good to the story of God, to the story of Jesus in the world. The story is being recreated right here. I know a lot of us think the word evangelism is a four-letter word. We find it scary, something that we don't want to go do. It's something that means I might have to go knock on somebody's door and invite them to church. Yeah, you just might have to do that. That's the invitation for all of us. God, help me grow this church. I really want this church to grow. Okay. Joanne, part of how we're going to grow that church is by you inviting your friends, relatives, acquaintances, neighbors. No, I can't do that. Is that something that might be going on in your mind? Something that when you get the ringtone from the Hallelujah Chorus, saying, I want you to go be invitational on my behalf in the world. That might be just what it is that we're doing. And you might run into people and say, you know, I don't want to be around a bunch of people that are just all stuffed shirts and are perfect in their own way. And you can sit down and say to them, you don't understand. You don't understand. Paul gets it right. We're all sinners and we all fall short of what God wants us to be. Hilltop's a spiritual hospital. It's not a building filled with saints that are perfect. It's people just like you who have come in order to be nourished by God's action in the world, God's grace in the world, God's forgiveness in the world. Tell a story. There's an ad campaign that was used the word almost. You may have seen it several years ago. It used the word almost over and over again. Joe almost gave some blood last week. Martha almost gave some blood last week. As a result of John and Martha, Joe and Martha almost giving blood last week, Stephanie almost made it through the night. God invites us to be in action in the world, not almost in action, but in action. In action. And if the idea of walking up to a door and knocking on the door and saying, I notice you're new in town here, I'd like to invite you to come be part of my community at Hilltop United Methodist down at 985 East, 10,600 South. If that's scary, that's a little bit scary for you, there's other things you can do. There are many other things you can do. You have time and you have talent. Some of you have more time than you have talent. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Some of us have more talent than we have time. But everybody has some time and everybody has some talent. We're about to go to two services. Now, I find it fascinating that we at one time had three services and we were able to sort of somehow pull that off. I wasn't here. And now we go from one to two and we're concerned about volunteers. We had three, we went to one, now we're going from one to two. I wasn't here, but it seems like to me that there are people here that can help pull that service off. Now, I will say to you, for example, the sound booth here. There's many things back there with the sound booth, not the least of which is you have to get along with Jack Thomason. And running the sound booth is like flying an airplane. My understanding of flying an airplane is 999 minutes out of 1,000 is absolute boredom, and then you have 1 minute of absolute terror.
Amen.
Amen. And if you've ever been in here, when we began to get the feedback going, you understand raw terror at its most crude if you're on the switchboard and you're on the soundboard back there trying to figure out, what do I do now? And the answer is often, get Pastor Dennis to turn off his hip mic. That's often the answer. That takes a lot of training back there. But it's an important ministry of this church, an important support ministry of this church. And I believe that there are people that come into this church because the music is good, the sound is good, and the people back there in that booth help make that happen. Often underappreciatedly make that happen. So if you're interested in knowing something about the sound booth and how to do the sound, talk to Jack. He'd be glad to show you how it's done. He'll be glad to integrate you into the overall process and help you learn how to do this. And we pray that you'll have a little bit of adult supervision for a while. We'll make sure an adult accompanies Jack in this supervision. Out here in the narthex, we have people that help with the greetings and ushers. It may look like a low-skill task. It is not a low-skill task. It is extremely important and is a fairly comprehensive standard operating procedure how we go about making that happen. All right? But I would say to you, it's an important element of Hilltop being able to provide a good-flowing, well-done worship service. It's important for us. If you have any thoughts about potentially being an usher, potentially being a greeter, grab one out there in the narthex and say, I've actually thought about signing up for this. Tell me what it is that I would have to do. I can't spend 45 minutes here of the sermon walking you through the SOP, the standard operating procedure for an usher, but they can walk you through it. And it has its rewards. Music is an area. Fortunately, we've got people out here in the congregation to do a good job of that. They stand in front of somebody and the person behind them goes to tenor or goes to alto on the second or third verse of a hymn. And they turn around and say, you need to be in our choir. Thank you very much. We like that. Keep doing that. All right? If you had musical abilities, the choir is a good place to go. Now, again, that's one of those things of time and talent. Time and talent. But Roberta's been pretty tolerant. She lets me sing in the choir, and I'm not very talented. So, anyway. So, think about some of those things. Counters. We have counters. Did you guys know that we count the money every Sunday afternoon? Do you know that? It makes sense to you that we do that, right? And that would, we like to have two people count and not related to each other. There's little rules, but if you're a counter, where's John Hewitt? Look around for John Hewitt. There's John Hewitt. John Hewitt, stand up. Everybody, no, John Hewitt, guy in this tan camel colored coat here. John Hewitt can take your name and get you in to be a counter, okay? And the list goes on and on and on. Oh God, make Hilltop a well-run place. Okay, I'll make Hilltop a well-run place, and we'll give you a ringtone that says God on it. It'll be the Hallelujah Chorus, and God's going to call you and say, part of how we make Hilltop a well-run place is by you being part of that action and deciding that almost is not going to be part of your vocabulary. I'm not going to almost volunteer. I'm not going to almost make a commitment to Hilltop. I'm not going to almost offer my time and talent to Hilltop. I am going to make that jump. Paul is talking to the churches in Rome, the gathered churches in Rome, about what it is to be part of a larger enterprise. A large enterprise that started back some thousands of years before that and was going to continue on for thousands of years after that. It wasn't about them. And that part of their calling out to be in relationship with God calls on them to know that God might just indeed call upon them to be part of the solution. I don't know why. I don't know what it is that Moses may have said. But Moses was good stuff. He came down on the side of justice when he saw the Hebrew slaves being abused. According to the Midrash, according to the Jewish tradition, he had lived in Egypt for 40 years, and he had lived in the desert for 40 years. God says to Moses, I want you to go back and talk to the Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel back out in the desert. And you know what? Moses has the temerity to say to him, I'm not qualified. I'm not qualified. I don't know what the population, I don't know what the demographics were of Egypt 4,000 years ago, but he sounds pretty qualified to me. My guess is that there are people here in this room that I'm inviting to do something in some kind of way. And by the way, I didn't get to being teachers for children. I didn't get to being scout leaders. The list goes on and on and on. Pick up the bulletin. Look at the stat. Look back in the back of the bulletin. All those things that have announcements there probably have people associated with them that are running that program, that your face could be attached to that in some kind of way, in some kind of high participation way. God has called you as a result of you calling and saying, I want the church to thrive. I want the church to exist. I want the church to make a difference in the world. And God says, so do I. I'm almost happy you said that. Because I'm now about to invite you to be part of the larger community, the larger enterprise that will make a difference in God's world.
Thank you for joining us on this podcast from Hilltop United Methodist Church. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. The locals would say we are just a little bit east of the intersection of 7th and 106th on 106th. God's blessings to you. We hope to see you on Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Peace be with you.